Yellow's gone, green is out. It's time for the Boyd Speedway Podcast, brought to you by Cindy's Choice.
Boyd Speedway Podcast, right here with Cindy and Larry.
Right here.
Hey, Larry. And John Schneider, for goodness sakes. John Schneider stayed with us. We just did a quick blast with him. Hello, John.
Hey. Glad to be back. Delighted to be.
We're so glad to have you here. And I just want to jump. I'm a jump in kind of girl, John. I am so eager and excited. I've heard so much stuff. We talked about this, this big event and the ways that you're involved with the Boyd Speedway right here in Ringgold, Georgia. But we want to know about John Schneider because I had no idea. I mean, there's films, there's soundtracks, there's music, there's car racing.
There's race cars.
So where do we begin? I guess let's start with movies. Let's start with movies.
Yep.
Because, I heard something about this remake of Smokey and the Bandit. I'm really eager to hear about.
It's a tribute.
Okay. Yeah. Tribute.
It's not a remake.
I like that.
But then I talked my way into Smokey and the Bandit in 1976. So without boring you, I wound up in that movie at the very end in one shot. I'm very proud of it because I had no business being there, and I wound up in the movie. So that was 2 years before Dukes of Hazzard, which was now 42 years ago right now.
Wow.
So 2 years before anybody had ever heard of Bo Duke, John Schneider talked his way onto the set of Smokey and the Bandit. And years later, I became very good friends with Hal Needham, who wrote and directed Smokey and the Bandit, and also Burt Reynolds, who obviously is Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm. And something that the three of us would talk about was that no one has, other than Smokey and the Bandit, Gator, and Dukes of Hazzard, no one really had kept the genre of Southern horsepower comedy going. So I made a promise to them that whenever I got my hands on the wheel, rather than, being someone that depended upon Hollywood calling and seeing if there was a job available, which I've never really been good at that. I'm not someone who waits for the phone to ring. Alicia and I both make our own destiny, really. So when she and I met, we met, it'll be 7 years this year, and we've made 11 films now together.
Wow.
Which is this fantastic movie that's it's doing great. It's fun. It's cars. It's fast. It's silly sheriffs and rolling police cars down hills and laughter. And it's called Stand On It, which was the original working title of a movie about dirt track. I think Stroker Ace was about dirt track.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
The working title of Stroker Ace was Stand On It. So that was another promise I made. One of these days, I'm going to make a movie called Stand On It. So we did, and people are absolutely loving it. So it's dedicated to Burt Reynolds and Hal Needham. By my time on the set of Smokey and the Bandit. And I'm delighted with it. We sell it on DVD. We also have our own streaming service, so we don't count on Amazon or Netflix or any of those folks. We are truly independent. We also have done a soundtrack album to it, so all of the music in Stand On It is myself and Cody McCarver and Keith Burns, and our guys. Our band is called the Stars and Bars Band.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great. It's a very creative venture. Other than jumping the car over the river, we have a river here called the Tickfaw River. Other than actually jumping the car, I did all of the driving myself. So it was a ball.
Now, John, where can you get the soundtrack? Where can you get the music for the movie at?
The soundtrack is on Spotify or it's on Apple Music, but you can also get the DVD or the CD from our store here. It's called johnschneiderstudios.com. That's where you can get the DVD of the movie. You can get Truck On, which is the music to Stand On It, or the soundtrack, which is kind of different. The soundtrack not only is the music, but it also has a bunch of the dialogue and the sounds of the cars and the laughter and It's kind of like what I used to listen to when I was a kid. I had the soundtrack of, I think, Herbie the Love Bug. also, The Jungle Book. And it's a lot of fun. Nobody does these anymore. And this was Alicia's idea. So we did the soundtrack not only to Stand on It, but also to the movie we made last year called Christmas Cars. That's also a lot of fun. And there's an orange General Lee called Bose General Lee in that one. So
Oh my gosh.
And we're in the process now. I have my computer out in the truck. I'm writing Poker Run, which is going to be our next movie that we film. But as I told you just before we got on here, we've got two other movies that we're going to release before Poker Run comes out. So we're like the Energizer Bunny out here.
Oh, it's amazing. I had no idea. Now, a lot of these movies, the CineflixDOD.com. That's where folks, because since you're independent, I'm green here. You got to help me out. Since you're independent and you're producing all this, these movies can be found at CineflixDOD.com. Do I have that right?
Yes, Cineflix. Cineflix.
Okay.
CineflixDOD, which stands for Digital On Demand. So our company is Cineflix. And it's digital on demand. Hollywood still calls it video on demand. I don't know why. There hasn't been video involved in filmmaking in 25 years. So, they refuse to catch up. But
now, John, you guys also have the Bow Extravaganza where you go around and you have the weekend and you show the movie Stand on It. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Bo's Extravaganza started right here at the studio. I'm at John Schneider Studios here in Holden, Louisiana right now. If you've seen any of my music videos, this is our barroom set where I film the music videos. Also, if you've seen Stand on It, this is where Cody McCarver sucker punches Keith Burns. So we've got Confederate Railroad sucker punching Trick Pony. That's right here in the bar. But... We do a food and music and carnival festival here, and we decided to take that out on the road. One step at a time, though, what we did the end of last year is we brought the music and the movie Stand on It to several drive-in theaters in Alabama and Tennessee, Virginia and Georgia. We brought the movie around to several places and Missouri. That worked really, really well. We did a 90-minute show with the band, and then we showed the movie at a drive-in theater. So again, Alicia, the producer, said, "You know, we get a lot of emails from people saying they can't come all the way to Louisiana for Bo's Extravaganza, but if there was one closer to, say, Tennessee or Georgia, then they could come." So we put our thinking caps together and came up with the idea of doing Bo's Extravaganza on the road. So that's what we're going to do. And one of them is going to be in October, right, Larry? October.
You got it. At Boyd Speedway, October the 8th.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, I love this. I love this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's why we're doing that. We're going to have a carnival. We're going to have the movie. We're going to have the race. We're going to have the music. So it's going to be great, great fun, which should enhance your weekend already. And it's for a wonderful cause, breast cancer awareness. My lovely smile, I call her my smile. Yep. Almost 2 years ago, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and had a PET scan that looked like a Christmas tree. And now she's clear. So we are all about trying help with that and help people understand more about what it is and what they need to do, how they need to take charge. You really need to take charge of your own health.
Yes.
And that's what she did. Of course, she's tougher than a Waffle House steak to begin with. So, it's going to be great fun. So that's what we're doing. And, it's a great way to mix the music that's in the movie with the movie, with having a whole bunch of people be able to watch it. But Larry, you have me thinking now, October. Poker Run might be done by October. I'm not promising, but Poker Run might be watchable by October.
Okay.
Oh, my wheels are turning already. We're on it, John. We're on it.
That would be pretty exciting.
We'll at the very least show Stand On It, which is great. Stand On
Absolutely,
It.
Absolutely, we will.
I've had some people say, well, you know, you shouldn't touch Smokey and the Bandit. Well, I'll tell you what. Not only was I in Smokey and the Bandit, little tiny bit, but when it came out in 1977, I'll bet you I paid to watch that movie at least 50 times in the theater. So there is no bigger Smokey and the Bandit fan than me. So when people say they loved it, you know, a lot of people are saying we hate to say this, but we liked it just as much as the original.
Oh.
That really makes me feel fantastic.
I'm sorry, John. I love when you said Southern horsepower comedy. Is that what you called
it?
A Southern? Have you got me?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Southern horsepower comedy. Is that what you? Because you're bringing that back, and this is really exciting. I mean, this, because, you know, this is like real-time revelation for me. I'm getting really excited about what you're doing. You know, that's my era, too. I'm like, oh, wow, this is, I love this. It's like something's about to get away from us, and you're not letting it get away from us, John. Thank you so much.
No, I don't want it to, I don't want it to go away. I mean, well, it's kind of, I don't even know if it's been on the back burner. Now it's we're bringing it back. We brought it back with a little bit with Christmas Cars. Then we brought it back full steam ahead with Stand On It. And this is a kind of movie that, you know, it shows people the fun of the South, the fun of Southerners, the comedy of Southerners, the food. And you know, it's the South has been getting a very bad rap. And I, for one, am sick of it. So I want to do something. And I'm a recovering Yankee. I'm from New York. I mean, you know, I'm from the sticks of New York, but I'm from, you know, Watkins Glen is the racetrack I knew about. But so I think that it's about time somebody started really, truly waving the flag of the South again and saying, hey, the South is a wonderful place full of amazing people, fun sports, dirt track racing, crawfish boils. I mean, it's just got a game over here. I can't show it. It's two boxes connected by a piece of clothesline, and it's called washers, where you throw water. It's like cornhole, but more fun.
Oh, okay. We'll have to set that up at the track on this coming weekend for you.
Do you have one?
I don't know, but I'm sure I can get some of the guys over at the track to build us one. How about that?
Yeah. Well, it's a fun game. It's a fun game.
It's called Washers.
Washer. Oh. Yep. It's great, great fun. But anyway, it's important, I think, for people to grab a hold. You remember, I mean, when Dukes of Hazzard was on, if you missed Dukes of Hazzard on Friday night, you went to school on Monday, you were so not cool if you couldn't talk about what happened on Dukes of Hazzard on Friday night. So what we are doing, we are not trying, we don't try. I tell people that we got no try, we only got do. Okay. So we are bringing back Southern horsepower comedy for the world to see, to laugh at, to enjoy, and to want to go out and spin their tires on a dirt road. I think that's important.
Oh, it's so important. And it is. And I use my platform a lot. And we talk about that, about not letting things get away. We got to get intentional and hold on to things, you know, to especially things that are attached to like our values and our history and so forth like that. So that's a lot how we use the Cindy's Choice platform.
It's interesting you said that. That's part of the reason why Emerson bought the track, because Emerson raced at Boyd Speedway when he was a young man. Back in the 60s, it was a nostalgic thing for him. He wanted to rebuild the track. We're so honored that John's coming to the track this weekend to sing the national anthem. He's going to come back in October. We're going to have a fabulous event in October with the Pretty in Pink race. It's going to be a fabulous event.
Yeah,
we're going to paint Alicia's car pink for that event.
I told her that we're going to get her a pink car to drive in the enduro race in October.
I can't wait to meet Alicia. I like her already. Oh, that's so awesome. Hey, I want to, I heard something, because you're in your studio, right? Did I hear something about a caboose in your studio?
Yeah, we have a caboose. There's a little town here not far from about 17 miles away called Ponchatoula. I can't spell it. Ponchatoula had a caboose sitting next to their town hall for decades. And for one reason or another, they needed to scrap it or have someone buy it and move it away. Well, it just so happens that I'm a big fan of the Wild Wild West television show. And West and Jordan, their office was caboose.
Yep.
So I always wanted a caboose. So we got a hold of this caboose and we had some wonderful friends here that are house movers. We had no idea how we were going to move it, but we moved it to the studio, and we are not restoring it like a caboose should be restored. We're restoring it like an office from the Wild Wild West should be restored.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
And that is where
that'll be interesting to see. Maybe by October we can have a video preview of the caboose.
Oh, it'll be long before that because Poker Run, the poker game that Poker Run is about, starts and ends in the caboose. So it's got to be beautiful by the beginning of March.
Okay.
But now movie beautiful and beautiful are two entirely different things. You know, you can get away with a lot. You can get away with a lot in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You only see certain parts.
Well,
you can't get away with that at the racetrack. Everybody comes and sees everything at the racetrack.
Yeah. So it's great fun, and we're gonna have that all dialed up with the poker table and Pecky cypress wood on the walls, and we just got here. I'm gonna shake you up a little bit. We went to a great garage sale and got all those lamps yesterday, specifically for Poker Run and for the caboose. So there you go. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Trying to get a hold of a couple of other fancy neat cars for it. In my world, I'm looking for a Starsky and Hutch car, and I'm also looking.
Ooh, boy, that brings back memories. I'm dating myself.
I keep jumping. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like exciting.
He talked earlier about Herbie the Love Bug, and I'm thinking, wow, I remember that. Boy, I'm starting to date myself now. And then he's talked Starsky and Hutch, Dukes of Hazzard. Wow.
We're gonna try to get one of the cop cars from Smokey and the Bandit. And we have a 1986 red Fiero that we're going to be using in the
movie.
Don't
see many of those anymore, that's for sure.
Pontiac Fiero. Her name
is man.
Fiona Fiero.
Ooh, I like it.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into racing. I saw a picture. Alicia sent me a picture of a race car that you guys have.
Yeah, let's see. Of course, with Dukes, I loved driving fast in the dirt, especially in the dirt.
Right.
So every year when I did Dukes, I would go off to the Bondurant School up in Marin County. It was called the Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving, I believe. They've moved. I think they're in Arizona, if they even exist anymore. So I did that a couple of our 7 years, maybe not every year. And loved it. And that was on a road course, Sears Point. So that was fun. I had been to the Danbury Fair to watch the Demolition Derby a couple times. And then later on in life, I raced my General Lee at a race called the Silver State Classic, which is out in Ely, Nevada. This is the race it's only 90 miles, but it's 90 miles on a public highway as fast as you dare to go. So look at Silver State Classic. That's a lot of fun. I think they're having an anniversary this year too. But I put it on and I did some celebrity races at Long Beach Grand Prix. And back when they had a dirt track out in Riverside, I raced Jeeps out there. So I've done it a little bit here and there throughout the last 42 years. Ow. But
stop saying that.
Last summer, someone got in touch with me through through another friend and said, "Hey, if you ever want to race dirt track, I'll get you a car." So I thought, okay, well, you know, a lot of people say things. Let's see if this is real. Well, I said, sure. So about a month and a half, 2 months later, a car shows up at the studio. And I climb through the window and drive around. And next thing that was on a Wednesday. Next thing I know, on Friday night, I'm in a race.
Oh, wow.
At the Baton Rouge. Yeah, I'm in a race. And then I think it was the following Friday, I was at Pike County Speedway in Mississippi with the real guys and girls going for it. And it was so much fun. So I've done it now only, I think it's only four times. So not a lot, but once I got it in my head, hey, this is just like driving the General Lee, only I'm always making a left-hand turn. So once I got that into my head, because I have no fear in throwing that General, I can throw a 69 Charger around corners, through trees. I am fearless in that car. And as soon as I realized that, hey, this isn't any different, except it's a lot more powerful in it, and it's a lot better car, the race car, I just started going for it. It was great. And of course I was having so much fun that Alicia then decided she wanted to go for it too. So one night she raced the front wheel drive cars.
Yep.
Just got in a hornet's nest. I mean, they were everywhere. It was like, yeah, it was like that. It was crazy. But now she's going to do the open wheel modified as well. So she's looking forward to getting in that simulator.
Oh, yeah. The simulator will be live on Friday night and Saturday at Boyd's. And we're going to find out. I've got a programmer coming in. I'm trying to figure out if I can recreate a General Lee super late model race car in the simulator tomorrow. We're going to see what happens.
Why not? Oh, wow. The Lees were not. That's a big, clunky car. You know, people have this. They have this notion about the General Lee was, most of our General Lees were 318s. And right. The reason so easy to throw around corners and things is they were all, they had, I'll bet, 3/4 of the weight on that car is in the front. So right. What I had to do was tap the emergency brake and the rear end would slide around. It was great. It was so much fun. But talk about something that looked a lot better. Camera. You know, people come up to me and say, look, this is a real General Lee and it's beautiful and it's shiny. I'm saying, dude, that looks so much better than any General Lee we ever had. I question it. I question it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, man, this is so cool. I'm just sitting here soaking all this up. And I got to tell you, John, this studio that we're in, it's right across the street from the Speedway. Yep. So with your trips to Tennessee, we want to get you here in person. Go ahead.
Are you in Tennessee or Georgia then?
I'm in Tennessee, but we're just a stone's throw. I can see the flag. I can see the flag at the Speedway across the street.
She's on the pit concession side of the track, John. So it's the state of Tennessee there versus the other side is the state of Georgia. I had a funny conversation with somebody the other day, and they wanted to know, well, now, wait a minute, is the address is Rossville, Georgia? I thought this was in Tennessee, and I said, well, part of the track is in the state of Tennessee. Part of the track is
I'm on
the
Tennessee
state of Georgia.
Side. All right. Well, hey, we're.
You go to the Georgia side if you want moonshine. You go to the Tennessee side, or the other way around.
Something like that.
Something like that. Yep.
Hey, John, we're going to wrap this one up for right now. But I was hinting about we want to get face to face with you, and I want to dig in more to your story and like how you got involved in acting, and I love what you stand for and what you and Alicia are doing. You can tell that y'all are on a mission. There's a lot more to what you're doing than providing entertainment, and I am super intrigued, as everyone will be. So we look forward to some like digging in a little deeper with John Schneider.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm all about it. I thank you, folks. I can't wait to see you Saturday, and then we're going to be gearing up for our October event, which is going to be a whole lot of fun. Our Bose Extravaganza on the road.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Absolutely, John.
So exciting. John, thank you so much.
Thanks, John. We'll see you this weekend.
This is so awesome. Thank you.
We might see you Friday, right?
Yep. We'll be there Friday. That's right.
Right. So, we're going to come into the motorhome, and then we'll see you there. I can't wait. You all take care.
We'll be running the simulator Friday night. We'll be racing the simulator Friday night.
I'm so excited.
Don't let her be there. My wife. Don't let her. She'll talk to it. Don't let that happen. Come on.
I want to talk to her. I want a conversation with her. We'll do our own podcast. She sounds like, I can't wait to meet her. All right. Thank you, John. And thank you. Thank you for listening to Boyd's Speedway podcast. So excited to be producing this and to be hanging out with you guys. Cindy's
this
Choice
has been
is
great.
Just elated to be involved. You'll hear more from me and Larry. We got to get on here and just explore more together. We'll have racers on. We'll have all kinds of, good content for you coming soon. But for right now, I'm still kind of like buzzing. John Schneider, how exciting. We'll hear more from John. And that's a wrap. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to the Boyd Speedway podcast brought to you by Cindy's Choice. We'll see you next time.